So we've come in off the field celebrations. You've seen a lot of that field today.
Yeah.
It took extra time and probably really you should have probably have it wrapped up. Well, we felt like that in the sand anyway, watching it at the end of normal time.
We had a good few opportunities there, but credit to Clonagay in fairness. I mean, they were very difficult to break down.
No!
They really poured lads back there and they were very disciplined in their tackle-like and they turned us over well a few times there. But yeah, God knows there were plenty of opportunities to see the game out. But, just the lads, to have the composure and the strength of mind more than anything, just to be able to pull it out of the bag in the end when it could easily have slipped from our grasp there. And as well, Clonagay were fierce unlucky to hit the post there in the last minute of normal time there to win it. So, thank God on the day our best was enough. And we're just really grateful to everybody that helped us out there.
Well, what I think people that haven't seen you play at home should realise that you're a very good football team, a lot of good footballers, and you were very fit as well.
Yeah, we put a huge focus on our fitness in these last few years in particular, and it has really stood to us. I mean, our second half performances from the county championship are a testament to that. I think we won every single second half. I mean, whether we were level or down or winning at half time,
that's your fitness, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, as I say, and it's. I mean, we have. We have a great age group in terms of our old lads as such. I mean, I'd be one of the elder lads on the team and I'd be only 27 or that, and then the rest of the lads are nearly all 22, so I mean, we've had two strong cohorts up along the ranks there, and thank God all the lads stuck at it, and now it's finally starting to come right after many years of disappointment.
Yeah, when you won the county title, I suppose you obviously decided that you wanted to go further.
Oh yeah, I mean county title was our number one objective, but how many opportunities do you get for this in your life, your whole playing career? So I mean, we were really wanting to take this by the scruff of the neck and go as far as we can, and look, thank God we were good enough to win it out in the end.
Was there any stage today that you thought you might lose this, because it looked like you could win it, but you know, Danny Martin going off so early was a bit of a blow, because he's a good man to win the ball in midfield.
Danny was a huge loss, but having said that, I mean, we've worked so hard.
Aaron came in, did well.
Aaron's a savage man to bring in off the bench. We've worked so hard these last couple of years to build a strong squad.
Padder has the cup here.
He does.
And two Cody brothers.
I can't even remember what I was saying. Now you're off the track me now.
It doesn't matter because at the end of normal time, when they throw us out with two points at the end, how did you feel about extra time, Padder? Of course, you weren't there, unfortunately. You got a black card, which I thought was a bit harsh.
I'd always think they're harsh when they're given against me, to be honest. But that's the way it is. To be honest, when I went off and I went into the lads and I was saying the same thing, we were all saying the same thing once it went to extra time. We knew ourselves, we've been running and training since January. It's 12 months in the working to get to this stage. And we've been running ourselves into the ground for all that time. So we knew we had the legs. We knew we had the fitness. We knew we had the panel as well. We've got great strength and depth there. Even when I was going off with the black card, I knew that the lads coming off the bench, I trusted them to come in. And I thought they closed out the game brilliantly. And once we got to extra time, I had complete faith in the lads. And they did
that. That's it. The question you asked there, did we ever have any doubts? We've so much trust in each other as a squad, much confidence in each other. Even when they did draw a level there, I still felt, we were under the cosh a bit, truth be told, but at the same time I felt that we had enough in the tank and enough strength, both physically and mentally, to be able to see it through, thank God for that, and we were able to manage it anyway.
Well, I'd say there'll be some celebrations tonight, lads. Well, for next week, maybe. It'll be a great Christmas, won't it?
It'll be a great Christmas.
You're not
now.
Playing again until the 10th of January or something like that.
Exactly, sure. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, we'll definitely enjoy this one for the Christmas period anyway. It'll be absolutely brilliant. But, there'll be training involved as well, but there'll be plenty of partying too.
Yeah.
It's a good win, lads.
Yeah.
Don't come up to Mead too often with any team and win. So. It's a fair win.
Yeah, you hear in the dressing room there, Leinster finals don't come around too often. Leinster winners don't come around too often, so we're definitely going to enjoy it.
If you want, Lazar, I'll let you into the dressing room. Well done. Congratulations. Cheers.